This is GQDN for July the 15th. Happy Friday, everybody. Finally Friday. Anyway, we are brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. On today's news, we will talk about some epic sales, a little update about multiverses, God of War, but today we start with a bit of an argument. And this is from DualShockers.com, and it is really an argument from Unity, the CEO of Unity, and some of the people that do some mobile games, and I think we might see this a bit later on, not in this show, but later on in gaming life. So I'm just going to read this to forewarn you on what's coming. So what this is about monetization coming into mobile games. And one of the things that was highlighted in Josh Busker's tweet, I'll read the bottom first, and what the title says: Unity CEO calls mobile devs who don't prioritize monetization effing idiots. So what he said in reply is, Unity, all right guys, people are concerned after we laid off a ton of people and invested in a malware platform. How do we prove to the people we don't just care about money? In a tweet from Game Maker's Toolkit, he had a bit of a reply. Now, you may not agree with every emoji, but woof, that's not a great balance. And this is the problem. It signals to me that Unity doesn't really care about the stuff I'm doing. Their attention, money, energy, and time is elsewhere. Game dev feels like an afterthought, and the company is worried about money. Moving on to another money thing. It is a money thing. Destructoid.com says that Sony has confirmed the news that Bungie and PlayStation is now finalized. So PlayStation bought Bungie back in January, and or maybe December, but it was announced in January. And PlayStation has tweeted at 1 p.m. today, the agreement to acquire Bungie has closed. So now we can officially say, welcome to the PlayStation family at Bungie. So now there is still an agreement that Bungie can do anything that it can and still provide games out to other platforms like Xbox and Nintendo and PC. So that's that for money. Now we get into some of the down news, and really this is the only thing that's down today and affects a lot of people. GameSpot reports that Sea of Thieves Season 7 has a slight delay to it, so it's coming in August. So you guys know what's coming with this new season. You'll be able to make your own ships and stuff. But what Rare had said, quote, and this is a piece of the quote, running Sea of Thieves is an ongoing live experience still journey where we learn new things every day, but we will always consider what is the best course of action for players and our development team alike. For the quote, we believe the decision to shift this release is absolutely the right one to deliver the best experience for you all, while ensuring we continue to operate with a healthy and sustainable approach. Quality, quality, quality. Oh, quality. Dual Shockers. Damn you. Silent Hill could be revealed at Tokyo Games in September. This is just a rumor, but on Reddit, on Games Leaks and Rumors, said former leaker Dusk Golem, he retired a little while ago, says there's a possibility that we could see a new Silent Hill games at Tokyo Game Show in September. More fear. Damn it. Anyway, let's get to the bright side of things. And if you wanted to pre-order God of War, they're going live now. So, it is up on the PlayStation. and the physical copies you can get there too is over at your favorite gaming place, gaming store, and the pre-orders are now live. Because PlayStation UK did have a couple of tweets here, and they said, prepare for Fimbul Winter, God of War Ragnarok launches November 9th, pre-orders live now. Further tweet at PlayStation UK. Thanks, Kratos. The God of War Ragnarok Jotnar Edition and Collector's Edition are also live for pre-order. So they may not be available yet for the US where I'm at, but keep trying and try to get that stuff, because there's a lot of epic stuff there. Anyway, what's epic for maybe some Pokemon players, thanks to Destructoid.com, is the first anniversary of Pokemon Unite. So what starts next week with the release of, let's see if I get this name right, Galacian, the Icy Eevee evolution. Galacian will join Pokemon on July 21st. So that he comes with a challenge. So if you complete the challenge, you get Galacian Unite license. And there are two more that could join the fray here, called Buzzwole and Tyranitar. Oh, and there's some Pokemon Unite boss rush windows as well. July 21st, 12 a.m. Pacific Time to July 24th, 4:59 p.m. Pacific Time. July 31st, 5 p.m. Pacific to August 7th, 4:59 p.m. Pacific. And August 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific to August 21st, 4:59 Pacific times. And there could be some new duds, some new cosmetics for different Pokemon. Day one, Pikachu. You could be fashionable style Pikachu. Lucario, concert style Lucario. Blastoise could turn into firefighter style Blastoise. Snorlax will be bedtime Snorlax. And Sylveon will be the checkered style Sylveon. That's day five. So get in there every day. Get in there every day. Now we go to a little bit of multiverses. Dual Shocker says that the open beta for multiverses, all the Warner Brothers brand, begins on July 26th. Early access will be July 19th. So yes, they're going to be adding more stuff. And this is the type of game that'll add more characters and more maps and just more stuff. And by the way, the picture that they're showing is quite good. In the forefront, Shaggy has the Batarang and Batman has a sandwich. Yes, I said it. Batman has a sandwich. Oh boy. Dual Shockers has the last one. Yes, they do. And the Epic Game Store Summer Sale has hit everything. That includes Control, Riders Republic, Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song, Evil Dead the Game, Total Warhammer 3, Watch Dogs Legion, Road 96, Sifu, Kingdom Hearts 3, Remind, I think it's redone, Deathloop, I keep forgetting about Ghostwire Tokyo, along with a bunch of other games, which you can go check out on the Epic Game Store. Oh, one of the games of the year is on sale. It Takes Two. Yeah, they're all there. They're all there. And Final Fantasy Intergard's just mocking me. Well, I know what doesn't mock. It's everybody at Group Quest. You can check out our Discord there and all of the links to the shows and past broadcasts. And everybody at thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Go check out stackup.org as well. We'll see you tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawn Forge. Bye for now. And go play some games, people. Go play some games.